The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Cheers.
Cheers.
We're podcasting. You better fill up that glass there, lady, with our
cosmopolitan.
Yeah. Next week, Kristen's going to bring fancy cocktails for us.
I got to tell you, I've been trying. So I know everyone's like, where have you been for the last 20 years? I've been trying to get into Aperol spritzes. I think they're delicious. They're not my favorite. I'm going to bring in a couple. I was thinking maybe it'd be fun if I brought in like a cocktail recipe
like
every time we podcast.
Well,
it's a fall fair.
I have a friend who makes those, and the reason I like them is because you can have one. You can have one at
They're very light in alcohol.
At a kids' party, and you don't feel like you've had a drink.
At a kids' party. Jen's like, it's not like when you're doing shooters at an 8-year-old's party like I've done before.
I won't even like have a glass of wine usually at a kids' party because I'm like, it feels like.
That's what's so funny about us is that you and I are both the same way. Meanwhile, we had a birthday party for Finn when he was turning like 4, and we didn't know many of the parents at the preschool we were at. And we were like, oh man, this is weird. It's starting at like 10. Do we have beers or do we make margaritas? And I go, okay, I'll make a pitcher of a spicy margarita and we'll see if I won't pull them out until we're ready. And then I'll have some beers in the cooler if people want them, because by the time the party gets going, it'll be like 11:30, 12. And one of the moms was early. She got there at 9:30, and Colin goes, do you want a beer? And she goes, I'll have a beer. And I was like, all right.
Well. I always have a beer or a wine or champagne or something at kids' parties because they're like 4 hours long. You get there and have a beer, you're fine.
When you go to my party and you look over at an 11-year-old.
Is having a White Claw.
He's sucking back a White Claw.
Thank God it's a White Claw.
And I remember specifically taking it out of the cooler and putting it on the countertop going, oh, this isn't a kid's drink. This is an adult drink. But those freaking seltzers look like.
Totally.
I went to a party. This is a God's honest truth.
They even come in those like, look like a milk jug or like a fruit
box. Look at
box.
Me and I'm fruity and fun. Yeah. I went to a party and they had Trulies there and I had never heard of them. And it was like pineapple fruit juice. And I
was
sucked
this
back
the 80s?
Like. I sucked back like 3 of them and I was like, oh God, why am I having so much fun?
I think that is kind of the thing about those. I don't love the taste of like a Truly, but I'm like, it's not that much alcohol at all. So it's
three of them in a second.
Three of them. Three
well,
of them.
I just thought
is-
it was like Gatorade BS, which I think tastes like garbage. All those like Eco Blaster coolers. I'm like, they taste like crap. Even my kid, he was like, I gotta try Prime. I gotta have Prime. I gotta try Prime.
Yeah.
They got to try it and they both him and his buddy Charlie. It was like this big deal. They finally got to try it. The non-caffeinated one, thank you. And they both tried it and they went like this.
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah, it's garbage can.
Dash told me there's a new flavor today and I go, okay, well, they're being investigated by the FDA for ingredients.
Yeah.
So, but you
be
know
be on
what?
The right side of the
Guess
law, Dash.
Logan Paul, promote our podcast. If you're listening, you can
Logan
follow
Paul,
us,
look,
like, subscribe.
We might not like you or your drink, but we like your followers and your listeners. So
we'll take any of you downloading our podcast.
Yeah.
We'll,
if you want to make fun of us, that's fine. Go to YouTube to do it. That's the space.
Go like us on Instagram. You can goof on us all day long. We don't even care. Just as long
Instagram,
as
Instagram, Threads, TikTok, the YouTube.
The Twits.
The Twats.
Now called the X. We're on X.
Woo. Hey, what's up? Speaking of Burning Man being a shithole, that was a real experience.
Do you want to talk
about that for a second? Because it's the worst being your husband's.
I don't think I've ever updated you on what has happened.
Can I just, let me first preface by saying.
Okay. Casey, you know what this is about?
This is, okay, so Burning Man just happened and it was a disaster. There was a big rainstorm that came in. And if you are somebody that's ever been curious about Burning Man, I've been twice. And I didn't want to go. The first time I went, I was like, what am I doing? The second time I went, it was for a boyfriend and I just decided to get really high. Anyway, so it's in a playa. It's in the desert. It's kind of like Mad Max. There's like art installations. It's very kind of sexy. You're supposed to walk around naked. Nobody that's supposed to does. It's always 62-year-old guys with really long testicles.
Just, yeah, that's always.
And so it's
but
like,
I have seen a lot of topless
it's a weird
women
thing. I did not enjoy it. I did not enjoy it's not my thing. Outdoor toilets, it's very dusty. And there was all the storms.
You gotta be on something to really enjoy
that's,
the heat.
That's
I know,
the way I made it through the first one.
Yeah.
So the storms came in.
It's a specific type.
It's a specific type. Let me put it to you this way. If your mom is someone who has been seen as someone that's conservative is the minor word. If she were to think that you were at Burning Man, that might be the worst news she could ever get. Like, you could have had another child and she'd be like, ah, that's yesterday's news. But if you're at Burning Man, shit is going down. So this is where the story gets great.
So my husband, every year when Burning Man rolls around, he is just like obsessed with the news. He just
wants to go.
He's very waspy. Yes, he wants to go and be a documentarian there just so he can like safely and justifiably in his head see what goes on there. Because it is interesting. I'll tell you right now, I got very sucked into an article about how they have an orgy hut there. Because I was like,
I never saw the orgy hut.
No, because there's 70,000 people there, by the way, in the middle of
giant,
the desert.
But they're also weird, okay?
And it's artists. Like, I am sure you can go and none of it be sexual, have it all be an artistic experience. I'm sure you can go and be totally sober for it. But that's not the reputation
that's not why
that it has. No. And, like, this time it got all rained out. And there was so much news about Burning Man.
Yeah, because people were literally, they were told to conserve their food, their water, their resources. They weren't
couldn't
letting
get
anybody
enough
out.
In. It's in the middle of a desert basin.
It literally is.
And then it became,
it
like,
so
a
in the middle of nowhere.
Mud. So people were, but it's a great, it was a community of people who are artists and
they're
like-minded.
They're all into the same thing.
And they took care of each other. From what it sounds like, everybody did fine.
Which is the Burning Man way. It's just like a little, it's just, for me, obnoxious.
Look,
but
I
that's
am
just
too
me.
White bread, too vanilla, and too basic
yeah,
to go.
I'm like,
I'll admit
I want
it.
Plumbing.
And I'm fine.
The costumes were fun. The art installations are cool.
Nice,
the
cool
drugs
sheets.
Were great.
I like to wake up next to my husband. I don't.
I stayed in a cabin or in a camper. We had a camper when we went, and the guy that was brought the camper was a production designer, so he covered the whole thing in fur. Okay.
Wow.
And then what happens? People are tripping their balls off, and all they want to do is rub themselves all over your camper.
That feels
so
harmless,
you're like,
you guys.
Hey, look, you know what? I get that you're at Burning Man, but I would like to come out and have my coffee in the morning and not see some, you know, 58-year-old naked guy rubbing his testicles on our fur camper.
Thank you. Just as a blanket statement. I don't want to see
it. It was too much for my 23-year-old brain.
Rubbing
I'm
his
sorry.
Balls on fur. Like, I don't, if my husband does it, I'm still going to give him like a exasperated sigh and be like,
and the neighbors are back.
Lock the door.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need to walk in on this. You know, like, it's not
my bag.
I am boring. I think if you've listened to the podcast before, you know I am not that exciting.
Well, I thought it was going to be a lot more like a commute. In my experience, people are going to get so pissed at me.
Yeah, because people
they really love it.
Love it. People I like, respect, think are great people. They love to go, and they're like, it's this thing that is a once in a lifetime experience.
I roll my eyes, but that's fine.
Okay,
I went twice. Okay, I went two times.
So for some people, it's a twice in a lifetime experience.
I went twice, and I went in my young 20s. If you're not going to like it, then you're never going
to
like it.
Absolutely not. There's no, like, if I were to ever go, it would be when I was in my 20s.
I can't even really, I'm not the fair person to talk about it because I'm not even good at explaining what it is. But at the end of Burning Man, there is this thing where they burn the man. And the whole thing is like sort of rebelling against,
yeah,
like the man.
It's
an art installation.
It's cool.
And that is actually very cool.
Yeah.
And the thing that's kind of sexy about it, there's so many things that other people would tell you are sexy about it. But the thing that's sexy about the burn is like everybody kind of looks like Charlize Theron and Mad Max. Like, yeah, they're gorgeous and wearing like weird like costume things. But for me, I was like, I wanted it to feel like Woodstock. Like, we're all loving, yeah, but it's very standoffish. Everybody's very strange into themselves. That was my experience.
I like the idea, and I hope that it is like a chance for everybody to have like a tribal, very human experience where they're like dancing around the fire. That's what it gets billed as.
Whatever your weirdo ticket is, click it, baby.
My husband and I think everyone who I will mention in this story sees it as a place where you get together and bang other middle-aged people, okay?
It's not wrong.
It's okay. So I
it's not wrong.
Spend most of my time doing I Mom So Hard.
Yes.
Momming so hard in actuality.
Yes.
Working at the PTA at the school.
Yeah, when are you going to Burning Man?
So my husband said, I think it'd be really funny if I did a Facebook post, because every time we're out of town on tour, and we are on tour in November, we have tickets in, we're going to be in Wisconsin. We're going to be in
Baraboo, Wisconsin, at the Dells.
Yep.
Elkhart, Indiana.
Indiana. Yeah.
But please tell me what your husband posted. It's my favorite.
Every time we're on tour, my husband will post, Jen, when are you coming back? And so people who don't know very well are like, oh God, she left again.
Calls me every time. She's like, are they okay? And I'm like, they're...
And it's a funny bit.
It's not a funny bit. My mother-in-law falls for it every time. Well, she thinks that you've left Brit at least twice a month.
My husband has a very dry sense of humor. And here's the deal.
He also lies about Wordle, which pissed off everybody on planet Earth for an entire year.
He won't let a bit go.
My sister was like, there's no way he could have got that high of a score that fast.
Part of the reason I love this story, because it's the first time he let a bit go, and that's how I know that he loves me. Okay, flashback, he asked me, is it okay if I do a post and say that you're a Burning Man? I'm like, of course, I don't care. Number one.
I'm surprised he asked you.
I'm thinking worst case, because he's like, in my head, worst case scenario, somebody thinks I'm there, whatever. But then there's this flood,
mm-hmm,
and everybody gets trapped there. So he does a post and he said, has anyone seen Jen? She's at Burning Man dressed as a gold bird. I can't get any cell reception and I don't know where she's at. So most people are in on it. They're joking. They're like, I'm there right now.
Tell you, the way he wrote it, I was like, I kind of believed it, and I just saw her yesterday.
I literally, like, people.
But Brit does this thing where, so.
He won't let it go. So people.
And you have to understand our people that are reading it.
People ask for confirmation, like, are you serious? And my husband responds, I just love her and want her to come home.
It's
like,
so obnoxious.
Not, like, he doesn't
say.
It makes
me want to punch him.
It's so. I am going about my days taking care of my family, forgetting about all of this. And the news is getting out of control about how many people are trapped at Burning Man in the mud with limited resources. And my mom, who does not text me very much because she does not like me very much, texted and said, are you home? And I'm like,
you haven't asked me that question in 4 years.
You don't even know where I live. I was so confused. I was like, what do you mean? And she said, your uncle saw that you are stuck in the desert at Burning Man and is very worried about you. And I am out of my gourd, you guys, because I was not at Burning Man. As a matter of fact, while Burning Man was going on, I was cleaning out a storage facility for my children's elementary school in 115 degree heat. Like, I could not have been.
She was
momming.
Tripping, but it was just because she was having heat stroke.
Delusional from sweating out. I was having a heat stroke.
But my favorite thing is your mom knowing Barbara and.
She
has a very strong. Burning Man would not be the place that Barbara would want to find her daughter.
But she was so happy to know that I was there, and I
that
fucked
confirmed
up and
all
stuck
of
there.
Her thoughts. I knew she'd go to Burning Man.
update you, Kristen. So Sunday morning, as we're getting ready to go to church.
God bless you. We didn't make it.
My husband looks at his phone and he's really upset.
Oh, boy.
And he said, my Uncle Frank just texted. Uncle Frank is 83, 84. His mom's very conservative.
His mom?
No, it's his mom's brother.
Oh, I thought it was Uncle Frank's mom. I was like, how old is she?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, probably rolling over reading that post on Facebook. But he texts and says, well, first of all, I will get a screenshot of the text and I will put it on the podcast page.
Please do.
Because first of all, he was like, hey, did Jen make it back okay?
God.
We're really concerned over here. Why'd she go dressed as a bird? That reminds me of a Jimmy Buffett concert that I was, because Frank likes to party. So there was not one part of Frank that was like judging that I might have been at Burning Man.
He's like, what'd you see?
Very concerned that I hadn't made it out of the flood situation.
Did you hear about Jimmy Buffett?
And so Britt came to me and he's like, I'm sorry. He's like, I didn't think people would really think that you were there, but he got so many messages from friends and family thinking I had just gone off to a week-long party to have an orgy dressed as a giant gold bird. How many people were happy to believe that that was the case is fucking shocking to me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Kristen, is this what people think of me?
Well, I think the gold bird part might be the one thing that if you were...
It's in my Amazon card, I'll tell you. It was a good idea.
If they knew that you had to walk around a playa with freaking wearing a mask because the dust bowl is so bad and you have to shit in an outdoor porta potty. Everybody knows you're not going.
But there's
dressed as a gold bird, maybe.
Big question mark in everybody's head. Going to an orgy? Big question mark in everybody's head.
I don't know about that.
I mean, get to know me. Because I feel not like going without creature comforts, and I don't like bad smells.
I'd be more inclined to go if I knew we were all going to do a like flash mob or like learn something from Grease Lightning. But like, I don't want to go do a bunch of orgy shit because first of all, it's dry as hell in the playa.
You redo,
and I'm not having an easy time in that space. I don't need to double down.
You tell
start
a bunch
a
of like 35 plus people we're going to redo cheerleading camp.
Darn,
we'll be there 1,000%. I will like, I will tell everybody. I will post it myself. I'm going, but.
Also, I just remember being at Burning Man and seeing like middle-aged people and like everybody's covered in dust. And like, I saw this dude I know and he was like, hey, what's up? This is my new girlfriend, Pluto. We're like really in love. And I'm like, I think she probably works at like fucking Spectrum Mobile back home. Like, they like have all these terms for us too. People that don't go, like we're called like, I forget,
lame.
Like civilians or something.
Yeah,
I don't care.
I know.
It's fine. I'm not, look, it's just not my thing. I felt bad for the people that were trapped there. That sucks.
For sure.
But I'm glad you weren't there. Bet your mom's happy you weren't there.
I don't know. I think she's real disappointed
she
doesn't
tough,
have that great story to tell.
Push pull.
Yeah.
I knew it. You guys thought.
Well, I'm finally right about that one.
She's at Burning Man.
Just
being a big sinner.
Waiting for the minute she could come in and be a hero with the grandkids.
My mom's like, that sounds fun. I love a playa. You know, they find a lot of fossils in a playa. My mom would enjoy going to Burning Man. She'd be confused. She'd be like, I had such a good time, but I saw a lot of penises.
I'm just too old.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We'll be right back.
so I had this thing happen. It didn't happen at Burning Man.
Don't even say that because then people are going to get confused.
No, I was not there.
No,
I've never been there. They build maybe some kind of a, you know, middle range 3.5-star hotel that's nearby where I can listen to music from a balcony. Fine. Where I can buy bespoke jewelry. Great. But I'm not orgying with anybody.
No.
Especially under 114 degree heat with dust.
No
I'm
way.
I'm not. No. It's not my scene.
No.
But I have this weird thing happen that I wanted to tell you about.
Tell me.
Because actually, I went to a birthday party last week. The birthday girl had been at Burning Man.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, had like just come back.
I thought you meant a kid. I was like, what is the world coming to?
No, it was an adult's birthday party, and I went to that. So I was like, okay.
You made it sound so sexy right there. You were like, I went to an adult's birthday party. That sounds like an orgy fest.
I tell you, everybody there was sexy and not me. Everybody was dressed like Barbie and dressed like very hot Barbie. And I was wearing sensible flats.
Give me a break. I saw you looked super cute. Nice try. Moving on.
Well,
we know if I was invited to that party, I would have gone as Weird Barbie and it would have been awesome.
I knew somebody was going to go as Weird Barbie. She was a delight. She was wonderful.
Splits, doing the splits all the time?
She wasn't. No. But she was great.
I think that's
she was
the linchpin right
she
there.
Was dead on. And what I loved about her was she let her granddaughter do the makeup.
God bless her.
Which it was so.
Okay.
It was magical. But so I wanted to stop and get champagne for the birthday girl for this party because it was all of her friends like put on this party for her. Such a fun idea. So I go to BevMo.
Oh boy.
Which if you don't know what that is, it's just like a chain liquor.
Beverages and more.
Yep. That's what it's short for. So there's one near my house. I go there and I had the weirdest thing happen and I have to tell you about it. Okay.
Okay. Wait, you're in there?
Well, I'm about to go in there.
Okay.
So
dressed as a
I do
Barbie.
Nope. As a gold bird, you guys. Not a big deal. No, I'm not. I'm dressed in normal clothes. I'm probably wearing like workout clothes that I didn't work out in. Like I'm out running errands for
yoga,
the day, picking up dry cleaning.
I'm
doing all the boring stuff, getting a present before I go home and put in TV dinners and go to this party.
Okay.
You know? Okay. So I pull up in this parking lot and I'm at the very end spot. So what's next to me is the lanes where people are driving.
Okay.
So couldn't be any further. And I'm aware that they're like, I'm driving in an SUV and it's not the huge kind. It's like the middle sized kind. And I park like so that somebody can park next to me.
Okay.
And I get on my phone and I'm like returning texts and stuff like that because I've been driving for a while and I try not to do it while I'm driving. And when I look up to get out of the car, there's a car, an SUV parked so close to me that I was like, if I hadn't made the conscious thought that I am going to park as far over as I safely can so that I'm not like in the driving lane so that they have plenty of room to park. So they're on the left
of
me.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm on the right is the lanes where people can go in and out. On the left of me is a parking spot and I make sure there's plenty of room. And this car is so close to me, which pisses me off, number one.
Right.
Because I had been like aware of the fact that it...
Well, then you would have to... So he's on your driver's side.
So I would have had
to... So you'd have to go over your
Get over the
seat.
Console. So I see... You know, sometimes
I'm not doing that anymore.
Sometimes I can sneak out. So I opened the door to see if I could sneak out. And sure enough, my car touches his car. And I look and he's in the car. But listen, we all know it. I didn't bang my...
You're fully aware.
I'm aware he's there and it touches his car. And he's so close that when I let go to like go and close the door... It like bounces off it again, not hard. It's like nothing that will do anything. So I turn my car on, I back up, and I park outside of my parking spot.
So you can get safely out.
Yeah, because I'm going in like one and done.
That's
I'm
nicer.
Grabbing champagne and coming out. I'm like, it's a very Midwestern thing to do,
right.
But I don't want to.
Very nice.
I want to tell him he's an asshole for parking so close.
Right.
But I he's
got no time.
I get out of the car and he's got his back window down and he goes, hey, you just hit my car with your door twice. And I go, yeah, you parked really close to my car.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, well, how would you like it if somebody hit your car? I go,
What?
I go, I wouldn't park in a spot where I thought somebody could park too close to my car. And I go,
because I'm reasonable and I'm nice and I'm from the Midwest.
So. I go, I'm parked inside the lines of mine. I go, I was well within them before and I just moved and got out and gave you more room. And so I go,
Thank
let me
you.
See how much room you've got. So I walked around his car and I see he's got plenty of room. And I go,
looks like you got room, buddy.
I go, I didn't really have a choice but to tap your car, and I didn't hurt your car. And I go, by the way, you got a big old dent down the side of your car. So I don't know if you're like trying to make it seem like I did this or something, but I go, I barely even touched your car. He goes, well, you need to say sorry. I go, okay.
He said you need to say sorry.
And I go, I'm sorry that I touched your car with my car door. Are you sorry for parking too close to my car? And he gets out of his car. And
he got
out of his car, you guys. And he's like wearing scrubs and stuff like that. And he's got his phone in his hand.
Are you a doctor?
Yeah. Because, okay.
Sometimes I am too.
Because you can afford a better car.
Yeah.
Number two. So he gets out of the car and he goes, how would you like it if I did it to your car?
I don't like this guy already.
Oh, I don't like him either. And I go, well, just in case you decide to do that to my car, let me get a picture of your license plate since we've had this conversation.
Did you do that?
So I took a picture of his car. And he goes, well, let me get a picture of your license plate.
And he took a picture?
Yeah. And I go, because I don't trust you, let me take a video of what's going on here. So I turn on my fucking phone like Karen out of hell, you guys. And I was like,
I love this. And he's like, well, let me take a picture of your boobs just to make sure that I got something to look at later.
I go, here's what happened. I have the video on my phone of me saying, here's where I parked. Here's where I moved my car to.
In the video, so you can get him.
I'm showing his car. I'm showing everything just so I can.
Smart.
Like, I did a video of him because I'm like, I've got 5 minutes. I was going in just to grab a bottle of champagne and get out of the car. But I didn't like how fucking in my face he was. And you know how I have this thing where I lose my mind, where I was like, oh, you think you can just come at me?
Mm-mm.
You can't just come at me. Mm-mm. And I was like,
you're way better at that than me.
I was so mad. I was like, you done? You done? I'm filming the whole thing. I've got it on my phone. I was so Mm-mm. fucking mad.
I go, put money on Jen Smedley.
I got to go inside. I go get my champagne. I was like, fuck that guy. I was so mad when I was in there.
Buy some sort of a...
When I come out, he's gone. And I look around the parking lot.
Like after, like you were just in there for like five minutes.
I was in there not even 5 minutes. There was nobody in the line. I just walked over to a display. I grabbed champagne. I paid for it. It was not even 5 minutes and he's gone. And I looked around and I didn't see him again because I was like, oh, is he just a shitty parker? Did he park bad someplace else? So I go to the party that night and two people, as I'm telling this story, at the exact same time, they go, it's a scam. I go, what? They go, they'll say you dented their car and get you to give them cash so that you don't turn it into insurance. And they're like, it's a scam. But they go, as soon as you push back, they'll give up because they just want like easy cash or
easy
whatever.
Prey.
And so because I fought them on it and I was like taking the video and like trying to prove like, oh, if this goes to insurance, which I am fully happy. Listen, one of those guys from Entourage backed into my car and we went all the way to insurance. And I went to court and said that he was a liar. So don't fuck with me, man. I'll do it again.
She'll go.
Yeah, I will. I will. So like.
That's a thing.
It's a scam that
they do.
It's a scam. I almost got scammed, you guys, because you're polite. So you're like.
I know.
But I was so conscientious of the fact that I didn't want to dent his car. And all of us will get out of our car and we'll like lean the door against a car next
to us. Also because he's aggressive, I'm sure people are literally afraid.
Yeah.
And so they just fold.
Yeah.
Like probably what I would have done.
I was like, sir, we are in the Dollar Tree parking lot. And I don't know if you see who the mayor of the Dollar Tree is, but it is me.
It's this bitch.
I have my name on this parking spot.
I just snapped my fingers and the entire employee staff of Dollar Tree will come out and they will cut you.
Oh, my God. Like, have you? But it's like.
I know that happens. Well, my husband fell prey to a scam. It was fantastic. I was like. Even I, from small town ass Nebraska, didn't fall for this. And you did, Houstonian, big city guy.
But they're so good at it.
They are good at it. And
I didn't see it until I was telling the story. Like
Colin did it, and it was a dumb way. It wasn't that. That is a very overt way. But this was a little bit more. It was Colin being thinking he was going to get a deal. But they'll come up. You know, you remember when you'd go park in like parking lots, and some dude would come up and go, "Hey, I see the dent on your car. I can fix that for like $500."
Oh,
bucks.
Yeah.
And then
you
pay him, and then they don't know how to do it. So my husband was like, "That seems like a good deal."
Yeah.
So my husband just paid some rando money. And I go, did you find out where we're supposed to take the car. You just literally gave a guy money that said he could fix the dent in the car. Do you think maybe we do a follow-up? He goes, well, I got his phone number. I go, it's funny how that number isn't real. And then, but he did happen to have an address. So I was very pregnant at the time. And there was like a person like coming, he was a, what do you call it? Like a locked gate. And somebody was coming out and no one questions a pregnant woman. I was like, thanks so much.
No,
like they've never seen me
too.
Before. And I went and I banged on this guy's door and I was like, hey, cause I was losing my mind. Luckily he was not home. Cause what would have happened? But we never got our money back. That guy, we just,
I'd give a lot of money for that Ring app footage. If you're listening, buddy,
you know, I think like scams are really tricky because we all feel so dumb when we fall for them, but like they are easy. Like you can, I'll tell you, like there's one going around right now. Like, hey, you have a package that needs 30 cents at USPS or at the, the United Postal. And I was like, that might be right. Did I order something? And I damn near gave him my credit card. And then I was like, hold on a second. I'm just going to wait. And then we got it on our assistant phone and we got it on this other. And I was like, oh, it's a scam. Like, but my mother-in-law, who is, God bless her, like going to be 80, got scammed by something that was supposed to be Amazon. And she ended up giving them like a lot of money.
I know.
And it's just these, I mean, just may your balls burn off because you're a bad person.
Well, I think that's what sucks about these because, like, if I wouldn't have had, like, the smidge of L.A. that I have in me, which is, like, no, we're going to call the police and we're going to settle this.
Yeah.
Because, like, if I would have just been who I was before living in L.A. where I know people are, like, shady and they're a little looking for themselves, which I can't say as a blanket statement because I do feel like LA is this really magical place. I really, really
depends
do
on
think.
The day.
It depends. And it just feels like there's a lot of assholes here. There aren't, but they're just such a big part
it's a
of
big
your
city.
Day sometimes that, yeah, it feels like a lot, but it's like, it makes me extra mad when people try to play on your being nice. Like if you want to hurt my feelings, say I did something shady or wrong or like a mean thing.
Tell
like,
her she's not good at doing Halloween decorations.
I will destroy you. Absolutely. But
be
like,
my favorite.
To act like, I just threw a dent into your car and gave no shits about it. Like,
also that he like was so aggressive. That tells you. And then he left. He wasn't that worried about it.
He wanted to make a couple easy bucks. And like, my husband, who is from New York, and he is from like the land of people doing shady shit all of the time, he has like given so much money to people because he's nice.
Yeah.
And it makes me extra mad that all these like scams and like cheating stuff happen when they're playing on somebody's being nice.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, pool shark somebody. They think they're good at pool, whatever. Make money
I've
off of them.
I've lost some money being overly
confident.
But it's
a different deal than being like,
agreed. Oh, like prey on the, like if get, no offense, but like if you're out gambling and you get swindled, you're already playing a high number game.
You knew what the game was.
If you're just being nice and you're just a kind person and you're kind of being terrified, then fuck you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's a bullshit. Like,
I always.
Let's go get him. Let's take him to Burning Man and leave him there with the rest
of them. Leave him there in the mud. And most of the time, like, it's not on me to decide what somebody else needs. It's like, you know, it's on me to decide what I need to do. And if I need to, like, feel like I'm doing a nice thing by giving somebody money or something like that.
Not that guy.
No. But like anybody else, you know, if you're in a big city, you see lots of opportunities to like slide somebody some cash or do something nice or whatever it is.
And you're a very generous person. You don't need to be generous to a dickhead wearing scrubs. Especially if he's not a doctor, because that is also bullshit. That's where I'd get scammed. I'd be on a date with that guy and I'd be like,
you weren't a doctor.
You're not a doctor.
My husband was like,
you work at.
Did it say on his scrubs where he worked at? I was like, he was a fucking vet tech. He had the piercings of a vet tech.
Or better, he wasn't even any of that.
I love a vet tech, but by the way.
But maybe that's part of the scam. Like, you think he's like a medical professional, then all of a sudden he's like high status. That guy, he shouldn't even be allowed to buy scrubs.
1,000, even who cares, you know, if they're comfy and easy.
We've all
to
put
wash
on scrubs and been like, I'm just going to pretend a little bit.
He had those from Halloween a couple years
That's
ago.
That's right. Fuck you, buddy. That might have worked when I was in college, but now I know that there has to come, there has to be a diploma, a degree, an MD.
Do you want to talk about Kristen? Somebody bumped her in the parking lot. And listen, I think I'm very skeptical that it could be a scam. Where you go, let's not call insurance. Let's just settle this here.
Well, I don't know how it was a scam because I didn't give them any money and they didn't give me any money and my car got scratched.
Because you probably fought back, because I'll tell you this. I know this from getting rear-ended by the guy that was in on Entourage. If you're backing, it is always at least 50% your fault. Now, it doesn't matter if a meteor falls from the sky and lands behind your car. If your car is in reverse when it happens, you are at least 50% accountable. And I learned that from that accident. So people who know that might...
You've got me in my head.
I know. So tell what happened. Tell what happened.
Oh, it was not... Listen, this was the nicest I've ever been, and I was pretty raged. And I would like to blame the fact that because I'm trying to be more feminine, I was wearing a dress, and therefore, I was not my regular self.
She didn't feel like she could swing her dick the way she normally does in a
terse-tense
situation.
I'm wearing this beautiful, like, floral dress.
Gorgeous.
How intimidating can I be?
Kristen?
Not
very,
at all.
Very.
I've got on my cute Crocs. You know, I'm backing out of a parking spot. I've had a terrible day backing out of a parking spot. I notice a dad and a little girl. I don't want to hit her.
Yeah, so you're hyper aware.
So I'm hyper aware.
Noticed.
And I'm looking in my rear view and I'm looking at the camera and I'm looking out my window to dad and little girl. I'm going so slow. I'm like so slow.
She's a
and
very all of a sudden cautious here, driver,
I feel brink. And I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. And I open my car door.
What, I hit a bird?
It was very light tap. Yeah. That's why I was not as mad as I normally would have been. I was like, not today. Not today. So I open my door, and I'm also pissed because my car's dirty, and it's normally not dirty. So I'm like, now I look like
somebody not paying attention.
Not paying attention.
Yeah, right.
I open my car, and this couple was in there, this shitty Prius, and I get out, and I, like, look at the back, and there's a little bit of a scuff, and I'm like, oh, great. So I bring it in, and I just didn't like their attitude. And mostly I didn't like that they had a third party that was chiming in.
This is why I'm...
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
There was a third party dude who was wearing, like, aviators. Nothing pisses me off more than when we're trying to have a conversation, you've got on aviators.
Take off the glasses.
Take off your goddamn
what
glasses.
What are you, a Russian spy?
Kind of.
Yeah.
And not to
get
be rude,
out.
But they were Russian.
Well...
Or from Ukraine. And I'm not saying... I'm not pointing fingers. I'm just saying, like, at one point, the guy came over and was, like, very... He was very big, and he was like, I've got a camera in my
Canadian,
car,
honestly.
A rear view camera. And I'm like, well, you ain't driving a Tesla, buddy. So I don't think you're telling the truth, but I go, fine,
so
go
one
get
lie.
It.
One
I go,
lie.
Go get it.
Yeah.
Go get
let's
the,
watch
let's
it.
Review it. And then they were actually at the end of the day. I was like, you know what? I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to deal with you. I don't want to deal with this. I took pictures. I got his, license plate. But I think the thing that, like, made me most upset, A, is that I was wearing a dress and I felt like I wanted to kind of start crying because I was having a hard day. So I felt unprepared for my emotional
response. Yeah.
And then B, that I told him, I go, you know what? I don't want to deal with this. And so you need to do something nice for somebody else because I'm not going to hold your foot to the fire. This was your fault. This is my damage on my car. You guys had every opportunity to back up and you didn't do it. But I'm not going to, I just want to get out of here. And then I saw them kind of like laughing at me.
That, look.
And then I started crying in my car and I'm never wearing a dress ever again.
Hold on. Let's just talk about likelihoods here. The guy that was the third party was in another car.
Yeah.
Did he know them?
Yeah.
then they're fucking scamming you, Kristen. What are the odds that they are in their car and he is right there at the exact same time that you're pulling up, that he sees an accident and says he has a backup camera that he does not have? That's a scam, Kristen. We're all being scammed. Everybody run for cover.
Oh my God, did I get scammed today?
You almost did, but because we are such bitches, Kristen.
Because I was wearing a dress and I was emotionally unstable to prepare for battle.
We are so easy, God. But man, you get us on an emotional day and it's not happening, scammers.
If I would have been wearing my jeans and my tennis shoes, I would have had a strong stance and a lot more confidence.
You would have had a big dent punched in the hood of your car by Kristen. She would have been like, what do you, what? No.
But there was also a kid behind me because I was concerned because it was a mall and there was a little like 8-year-old. So I was like, don't cuss, don't cuss, don't cuss. And that made me feel like my eardrums were going to explode. I was like, what's the world want from me? I'm going to tell you what's going to happen right now. 3 hours from right now, I'm going to start my period.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. Because you're going to like rage yourself into your period.
I rage perioded myself. Well, okay, go ahead.
No, I will say that because I know I'm dropping these Easter eggs and I don't know if I can legally tell this story.
What?
Let's just say there's a third level player on the show Entourage that had just gotten his car from getting fixed.
You got so screwed on that.
I got so screwed.
Such bullshit.
I absolutely got screwed. So much so that because he was like a third rate celebrity, this person was willing to lie. And I had multiple to say that they were a witness and they said they saw a thing happen that they did not see happen.
Yeah.
Like, and I got to tell multiple people who work for insurance companies, you're a lying person, and you're going to have to go to bed, and you're going to have to sleep with the fact that you
are a liar.
A liar, and you accept lies, and you know that these are lies because they don't make sense, and that is on you, and I'm going to go to bed totally happy, and the pharmaceutical company that I work for is going to pay this bill. The only reason I'm fighting you is because this was not my fucking fault.
It wasn't your fault. That was a real bunch of bullshit.
Literally not my fault. Anybody will scam you, you guys.
Watch out for scammers.
You know what? Just maybe be a bitch. I don't know.
Wear pants.
Definitely wear pants. Definitely
get out
your camera like a Karen and be like, let's just document this.
Love that you did that. That's the most powerful move you have is to get your camera out. I did not. I'll tell you right now, I need to wear a blazer.
I think so. I don't want you to wear it. Give me that dress. I love that dress.
I know.
You should. But that dress has nothing to do with it because you still got out and you handled business because you could have like palmed them. Gone to the cash machine and given him money and thought it was
Heath was trying to tell me it was my fault. He said, maybe you have blind spot. And I was like,
see, sir? He knew what he was doing. People who are too comfortable in those situations.
And then the woman started yelling at me and saying, and I go, I just want to get out of here. And she started getting mad at me. And then I was like sussing everything up. And I was like, you're wearing $1,800 Chanel shoes. Now I want some money.
Wait, were they those?
Then he mocked me for leasing my car.
Well, they were driving a Prius.
A shitty Prius, by the way. A real shit Prius. That's what I got to say about
that's
you.
That's why I also think they were scammers. Why are you going to have $1,800 shoes on and drive an old Prius?
Well, maybe I was getting scammed. Well, at least my emotional instability got me out of there. I never back down. I backed down. I was like, I don't want to deal with this right now. I want to go home and watch reruns of Will and Grace because my day's been hard.
I know
and
how
I'm
to.
I'm probably going to start my period, you mean Russians.
I know how to buff that paint transfer out. You just let me do it.
I'll show it to you. Anyway, I took pictures. Okay. I got a really funny mom box.
You can do it with a pair of flip-flops.
I've heard that. This one's a little deeper than that, but it might not have been from them. Whatever. All right. I love this mom box so much. I'm just going to say it's from Amanda because this is some spicy
love it
material, which I love these kind of mom boxes because I'm like, hell yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Amanda says, okay, so a while back, I was listening to your podcast, and I was reminded of this couple I used to babysit for when I was in college. I'm pretty sure they were into S&M. I would come.
Hold on. What have we ever said?
I don't know.
Make somebody think of something so spicy. I'm very impressed with us right now.
I was listening to your podcast today. That's what it says. I would have to go back and look at the date. Anyway, well, we're spicy. We were just talking about Burning Man and orgies. Right. You don't know us. We could have been fun. I'm pretty sure they were into S&M. I would come babysit their kids, and they would always leave with a big black briefcase and had black wristbands on. My college self did not pick up on this right away until a friend came with me one night and pointed it out. What? They were always so nice and appropriate.
What if they were professional wrestlers?
With me. I think maybe they were just with other people's wieners. Nude. They had great kids and seemed to be great parents. As a parent now, I'm kind of impressed that they were able to find an outlet for their thing and stay connected as a couple while making sure their kids were safe and cared for. Anyway, ladies, I'm very grateful for all the real life mom issues you normalize for all of us. Love you both. Amanda.
Amanda, I have so many questions that I want to ask.
I love that mom and dad... sexy couple are like, okay, listen, we're gonna go ahead, Amanda. We're gonna leave.
But where
pizza.
Are you going with that briefcase?
Well, listen, don't worry
is
about
that
it.
A hotel room.
Jen,
or what?
Grab the ball gag. Did you get the ball gag?
Always, I'm always carrying
okay,
it.
Okay, thanks, Amanda. We're gonna. It's probably gonna be, you know, 1 or 2 in the morning when we get home. Is that okay with you?
Yep.
Okay.
we're
don't
gonna
call
be wearing
us.
Different outfits.
Yeah, and we
I'm
might have some guests with us
abrasions.
When we come home, but don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen.
Just get that. Make sure that kid's in bed and doesn't see me wearing this leather halter. My name is Paul. Who cares? You know what? But where do
whatever.
You go to do that? Do you go? I don't. This is how lame I am. I don't know how
I
you
don't
do
know.
That.
I feel like people, like-minded people, sort of find each other. That's what I think. Because well, like
the only thing that makes
sense
to me is
we talked about key parties. We talked about key parties.
That
we talked
be
about
it.
How bad I would be.
But
in a,
you know what is so sad is so many people that are under like. 38 messaged and they were like, what's that mean? I don't even know what one of those is.
They don't
is.
Have keys. They have a key fob.
Yeah, they don't even have car keys.
They don't have car keys.
And that's not a thing. It's just
God
called,
damn, we're
it's just
so
called
old.
A very experimental friend. But this, like, this is what I picture. If you're into S&M, and I'm no judgment, do what you want to in your relationships, whatever. But where do you do that? You need to have, like, you know, like a
well,
daddy
I think
den
in the Midwest,
or like a
you've got a lot of
or,
extra rooms.
You do.
Could really
that's what,
dedicate
but
one
what
to
I'm
like
hoping
a...
is, so you leave the house, kids are with the sitter, and then you've got some sort of like...
No, I think you go to a place.
Where is that place,
I don't
though?
Know, Jen. I'm sure that there's like...
But is it like one of those kids' palace play places, but it's for adults or something, and it's got
ew.
Like... I don't know. Like, what is it? Is it a hotel? Because I don't want to go to that hotel. What is it? Is there
I don't
a,
know.
Like
I think that people that are into those things have
know
places
where they, are?
Where they can go. Perhaps a blog
actually,
or a friend meetup.
You can't physically go to a bar, blog, Kristen. You guys.
But I'm saying they go and they're like, hey, we're going to
go to
put the basement together tonight.
Willard's house.
Willard's house. Bring your favorite whip.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know.
What if
I'm
you
not
do that
cool.
stuff in private? I don't.
Listen,
is that the
S&M,
only option that you're fully in a team
I can
sport?
Sort of understand S&M.
Here we go. Here we go.
I mean, is that where you get beat up or you beat someone up?
Both. Either or. Depends.
Okay. Now, here's what I don't want to do.
It's BDSM, right? What is it? I don't know.
I don't want to step on anybody's balls. I don't like that.
No.
And I don't want to, like, kick anybody or whip anybody. I'd like to slap my husband a couple times, but that's not sexual. That's just because he's pissing me off.
Kicking sounds weird, but whipping sounds...
I don't want to go into it
not
too aggressive.
No,
just saying,
but just a little, like...
I don't know. Like, it doesn't seem, like, so crazy.
Are
like,
we going to do this? Are we going to...
Game of Thrones.
Are we going to come back and do a podcast about how we've...
Ew, you've whipped?
No, I'm just saying, maybe
have
we...
Have spanked? We got to save this for a different podcast.
I think we should...
Amanda, this is your fault.
Amanda, this is all your fault. We're going to go on Amazon and get some highly discounted
absolutely
open box
not.
Items. No.
Absolutely.
We'll buy things fully boxed.
I don't even think. Absolutely not.
Should we and report back?
Is oh
this
my God.
The sauciest?
God, we're going to open the.
I don't.
We just opened the dark
no,
web
I don't
to so many weird people that are going to be like, I was at Burning Man and I
no,
love
it. I really. I don't even want to go to Burning Man, you guys. That's not. It was a big
joke.
It was joke,
sexy for people that liked it. That's not my thing.
You guys.
It was as sexy if you wanted to dress up like a gold bird like Jen did. And just bang everybody inside.
That's just a regular Friday for me.
Did we podcast?
I think we podcasted.
We podcasted.